ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So today is Sri Ram Navami. Jai Sri Ram.
Hare Krishna.
Everyone's happy. Good. Rama means happy. What is that verse? Ramante yogino nante satyananda chidatmani iti rama pade naso param brahma vidhiyate. The yogis, they don't have any happiness because they lead a very austere life, but their happiness, they don't have any material happiness, but their happiness is the unlimited happiness, true happiness, spiritual happiness, who is called Rama, and who is the true bliss and the supreme truth. So you all feel happy thinking of Rama. And so do most of the inhabitants of India. Even today in this secular age. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? Did anyone in school teach you about Rama? No, for sure. They closed the school down. What a nonsense. They're voting democracy. They just kick everyone out and bring Ram back. That would be better. Ram Raja, right? What a nonsense democracy. Why India? What's the meaning of India? The meaning of India is Rama and Krishna and Shiva and Haimavati. This is Haimavati River. Durga, another name for Durga. She's here present in the form of a river. That's the very meaning of India, and they it's just a shadow left. But still, despite the secularization of India, and probably, did your parents tell you about Rama? Anyone here, parents, grandparents, anyone told them about Rama? Yours did. Some, not all, a few. A few hands are going up a little bit. Then the older generation may have got from a little bit from Amar Chitra Katha. Remember that? May have got it from there. It's actually not very, it's actually quite good in some sense. It gave some idea of, and it was not blasphemous. It was quite, I mean, as for children, it's okay. Amar Chitra Katha, you could say. Otherwise, there's no information. No one knows anything about. There's not much information, but of course the TV programs have been there. That was done in the 1980s, I believe. That was a great turning point in India's cultural and political history, when the Ramayana series came on TV, and it had such a tremendous response. And I think that was the first big boost for the BJP. I believe so. It all happened around the same time. And people realized, hey, we love Rama. We do love Rama after all. This Nehru rascal wrote a book called Discovery of India. And his discovery was like discovering the mines and exploiting them, and I didn't read the book, but we can't expect that there's anything good in there. But was it Nehru who wrote that?
Yes.
Yeah. But the Indians rediscovered themselves after being indoctrinated by Nehru and his followers, that all the problems of India are caused by Hinduism and religion. So now we've got to make the new temples of India will be the dams and the factories, and these temples, they're just wasting space. We could have built factories on the space, and Such a demon. At least Ravana was honest about being a demon. But at least he was just a straightforward, let's say he was straightforward about being a demon. But Nehru was just, what Ravana did, he didn't kill Rama Bhakti. But Nehru was worse, because he wanted to kill Rama Bhakti by his policies. So it might seem that Ravana was such a big demon, but there are just as bad in the present day. And it's going on up to the present time. You all have a feeling. Why is that? You're happy because you have a feeling for Rama. If we go to New York City and just go to Washington Square Park or somewhere and say, today is Ram Navami, no one will have a clue unless there are a few Indians around. They won't have a clue what it is. And if you tell Rama, they never heard of Rama. And even if you tell Ram, they wouldn't believe it. They're not interested. Anyway, they wouldn't stop. New Yorkers don't stop for anything. They pride themselves on that. If someone walks around dressed as a gorilla with light bulbs going off in his head, the New Yorkers will deliberately not look at him because they can't be shocked by anything because they're New Yorkers. That's their pride. They don't care. So there's some piety. The people who are pious in previous lives, they get born here in India with the idea that they are supposed to build on that and to develop that and become fully Krishna conscious or Rama conscious and go back to Krishna. But the demons also get born in India. Kamsa was also an Indian. Ravana, where was he born? Some in the heavenly planet. I'm not sure where he was born. Anyway, he came to India a lot, caused a lot of disturbance in India, and then emigrated to Sri Lanka after stealing it away from Kuber. Or was it the Sri Lanka of today? That's also debatable. Although you'll find in Sri Lanka so many places connected with Ram Leela, said to be. It's like the Ashok Vatika and so many things you'll find there. On today, Sri Lanka, you can get a tour of Sri Lanka, all the different places connected with that. I visited Sri Lanka maybe 3 or 4 times. I don't think I went ever. Next time maybe I should go visit those places. There's so many holy places to see. This land is full of... This is a holy place, the bank of the river. Holy river. Oh, we were thinking to stop on the way coming from Mangaluru at Subramaniam and Dharmastala, but I didn't. Maybe sometime I'll stop. So many holy places. But the demons, they're envious of Rama. The most popular Ramayana in English, in India, at the present time, is by this, what's his name, Patnaik something? Devdutt Patnaik. And it's just deliberately written in a way that will kill all sentiments of bhakti. Why should he do that? Well, getting some money, I guess. I mean, he earn money. I don't know if he's earning money. The earning gives the eye. Just like you don't say a burglar broke into your house and he earned 20 lakhs. He didn't earn it, he stole it. So you can't say you earn. Earning gives an idea of some honest work for which you get just a suitable payment. You can't say he earned it, he stole it or something, he fooled people. So it's not that you can just make up anything about Ram Leela and then it becomes the same. You can do whatever you... That's another mistake of this democracy. Demon crazy and free rights. What's it called? Human rights. You have a right to say whatever you like. Actually, that's not true. In India, even today, if you say one word which sounds slightly inimical to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, I didn't say anything bad, you lose your head very quickly. So you don't have free rights. You have free rights to blast, just like in Tamil Nadu, the so-called Dravidian parties, they're always against religion, but only Hindu religion, not against Islam or Christianity. If there's no God. In Sri Rangam, the most envious thing, they put a statue of that. What's the guy's name? Periyar. Periyar, yeah. And they put there, in English and Tamil, his great saying, there is no God, there is no God, there is no God. But so he's against belief in God, but the political parties only attack Hinduism, not Christianity or Islam. And actually, Christianity and Islam believe in God in some ways more than Hinduism, in the sense that you can be a Hindu and be an atheist. And there are many of them who worship deities and who chant stotras. And if you ask them philosophically, they don't believe in any personal God. I mean, the whole followers of Shankaracharya. So they're actually, they wouldn't call themselves an atheist. Anyway, the whole concept of God is so different anyway in Vedic culture or Hinduism, what's called today. So we should present Ram, Krishna, as this is, as he is. That was Srila Prabhupada's great gift. This year something made me so happy, and I'm going to keep on quoting it, is that in January we're in Sri Rangam, and the two Sri Vaishnava Brahmins, prominent in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, came in. The point they made, they of all the things they could have said to appreciate Srila Prabhupada, they said, because he presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, they appreciated that he's giving the real thing. Bhagavad Gita as it is. And actually, Dr. Patel, who was always fighting with Srila Prabhupada verbally on the beach in Bombay, well, actually, there came a point where he actually, after Prabhupada had smashed him and bashed him enough, then he actually submitted to Prabhupada to a large extent. So in one conversation, you'll find that he said to Prabhupada that I read, because he read Prabhupada's books. He was a big reader. And so he said, I went through Ramanuja's, because he could read Sanskrit, Dr. Patel. He read. So I read Ramanuja's commentary on Bhagavad Gita, and it's just like yours. And Prabhupada said, yeah, of course. Why, you're expected to be something different? There may be some fine points of difference, but it's basically the same thing. Because it's, we say different Vaishnava Sampradayas, but basically it's the same thing. We all believe Vishnu is supreme. We have to submit ourselves to him like this. So they very much appreciated that Prabhupada presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we should present Ramayana as it is also. That edition I brought out is a summarized version. And now, I guess that'll be after 2 days' time, that Vidvan Gauranga Prabhu, you may have heard his name, he's bringing out the Balakanda in three volumes with commentary. Probably he'll bring it out in 2 days' time. That's Jayapataka Maharaj's Vyasa Puja Day. Or he may bring it out today. So that'll be Ramayana as it is with commentary. And he'll follow all the, because there are many commentaries on Ramayana, especially in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. I'm not sure in Madhva Sampradaya there must be, but I'm not sure exactly. So So that's great. We should give Ramayana as it is. But it's not enough just to have the book. It has to be spoken, and we have to combat verbally these demons who are misrepresenting the culture. You were asking yesterday about what's the utility of writing the books, so many books. And I said, well, it has its utility. It's for those who read it, but it's also a source material for those who have to speak it. So we were discussing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who did a lot of writing. And actually, a lot, you may say, well, how many books did he write? Actually, not so many books. He did commentaries on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He made that essay, The Brahmana O Vaishnava, for short. It's got a very long title. In his early life, he wrote that Bhange Samajikta. But he wrote many, many articles, essays on different points. And it was many of them, most of them were correcting misconceptions within Vaishnavism. So, and then he did a lot of writing. He did a lot of speaking. And he made an organization for training devotees who could go out and speak the message so that it would be broadcast, so that the message would be spread, so that people would come to know. Otherwise, if it's in a book, that's good, but not many people will read it, and that's more true today, where people have less interest in reading and more things to read, and the consciousness is lower still than it was in those days. In those days, there were still many people who were interested in spiritual philosophy in India. If we see the top, and there are many people who knew Shastra. That's not true today. People in India are saying very pious, they're very religious, but not very spiritual. I don't find very spiritual modern India. People used to come to India for spirituality. But the modern Indian religion, what is it? The Sai Baba, Amma, Sri Sri, and Appas and Ammas and Dadas and all, whole cartoon parade of people with... Cartoon means it's two-dimensional, right? Oh, now they have three-dimensional cartoons. It looks three-dimensional anyway, but it's two-dimensional. There's nothing there, actually. It's like on a cinema set, you see some big palace. In the movie, you see a big palace, but if you're on the set, you just see it's just cardboard, that's all. There's nothing there, actually. Nowadays, they're more sophisticated. I didn't go to see movies for a long time. But they... But there's nothing there. The religiosity. It's what it, people are religious. They like to worship various gods and babas. Sai Baba. What's this Sai Baba worship? It's completely bizarre. Completely mad. But people like, because they think they get some good. They'll get something from it. The whole thing is. Which God gives you the best? What do you get the best? What's the best one? What's the best? Best one means who gives you get the most material benedictions from. So just to bring people to the level of spirituality, human life is meant for God realization. That message is that's as much needed in India as it's needed in the West, where people are a long, long way away from any spiritual culture. Here there's spiritual culture still, to some extent. It's much less than it was. But even 500 years ago, you could say the spiritual culture of India is much less than it was, because it goes down day by day in Kali Yuga. Tatashchanudinam dharma. Day by day, dharma goes down. Satyam shocham shamadaya kalena balina rajan. Nangshantayur balang smritihi. In Kali Yuga, day by day, dharma goes down, truthfulness goes down, cleanliness goes down, tolerance, mercy goes down. Kalena balanarajan, nangsha, lifespan goes down. And bodily strength and mental strength, it all goes down. Even I can see in my lifetime how the modern generation, the people, they're physically less strong and mentally more stupid. And I thought that people were stupid when I was a kid, but they're more stupid now. And actually, the leaders, demons, they deliberately want to make people stupid because then it's easy to manipulate them. So the whole educational system is for making people stupid. That stupid in the sense that they do the things they want you to. They may be intelligent in one sense, but they have the same goal of life, how to get money, that's all. And even though they see everyone who got money, like Ravana got money, but he wasn't happy. He got everything. Ravana got money, he got women, got prestige, power, but he wasn't happy. People see? They should become detached by seeing all this, but they don't. So the message should be spoken and needs to be spoken clearly. Material life is miserable. You have to tell people clearly. Otherwise, if we don't give the message clearly, then we're agents of Ravana. We're more in line with Ravana. Are we more in line with Ravana than Rama? Maybe the average Hindu nowadays, even not in Tamil Nadu, the Dravida party supporters, even the Hindus who are celebrating Ram Navami today, in their practical life, they're more in line with Ravana because they're interested in material enjoyment. They don't seem to care that Rama is being blasphemed in the name of telling stories about him. They don't care. A real devotee should care. Rama, he didn't like even, there was even a little rumor about him. Bad name. Because of that, he was prepared to banish Sita. There could be nothing more painful for him. But he did that. So what? Who are these demons who are misrepresenting Rama? Who is this this washerman? He became the washerman. The next life, he became the Rajaka, who got his head cut by Krishna. When he entered Mathura, Krishna cut his head. So he in the previous life was making the complaint to it wasn't even a public complaint. He was saying, he was comparing his unchaste wife to Sita, greatly insulting, and say, I'm not like Rama. So he was so insulting, privately. But these people are doing publicly and being praised for it and probably getting awards for it and getting lots of money for it. So it's required to show how all these things are wrong. There's a lot of work to do in scholarship also. And actually, I was thinking about that. This might not be the most important thing. The most important thing is to, like I was saying, that Gaudiya Math style, their scholarship they employed for breaking all the wrong ideas. That's more required. There's a huge amount of work required in so many areas, but it's just like you may say, well, in this house, the floor needs cleaning. Yeah, but the house is on fire, so let's put the fire out first. No, the floor needs cleaning. Yeah, okay, but you know, there's more serious things to do first. So we need so many preachers who can combat all these things. There's so many wrong ideas. Why is it that people in India, they naturally have a feeling for Rama, but who's actually dedicating their life to Rama? Who's actually getting on the path back to Godhead? They're not, because they're misled by materialistic propaganda and misrepresentations of Rama, misrepresentations of Krishna. A total misunderstanding of what it means to be religious. Otherwise, how could this Sai Baba be so prominent? So it's required, so many preachers are required, so much book distribution is required. The book distribution has its effect. But then we have to see if the books are translated properly. It's a major disaster if the books are translated so badly that people can't understand. Yesterday you were telling me this line, conception of the absolute truth, got translated into Kannada, which they use the word kalpana for conception, which the word conception in some context could be translated as kalpana, which means imagination, which you all know. Maybe the Tamils don't know, but it means imagination. But in this, or another way the word conception can be translated is dharana, but in this context it should be translated as vichara. Dharana means, conception. Idea, you could say. An idea. Not an idea. Conception is the best way to back translate it. And then vichara means, in this context, judgment, analysis. Something like that, in between dharana and it's a conception, but it's means getting a proper understanding, something like that. So even the words in English and Sanskrit-based languages, you won't get exactly the same thing. But the conception of the English term conception of the absolute truth appears to be a translation of tattva-vichara. Param tattva vichara. So if you put kalpana, that completely smashes everything else written in the book. It completely undermines it by giving the idea that the ultimate truth is simply an imagination. It's Mayavad, and it's right there in the supposed to be Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Kannada, in Hindi, there used to be so many problems in Prabhupada's books. And Jagadish, who's in the BBT, he was fighting for years, first of all, to get the translator removed, and then to redo the books. But they never instituted it, ultimately.
Krishna book and somewhat with Srimad Bhagavatam. But Bhagavad Gita is still trouble, like, for Supreme Personality of Godhead, he would use Parabrahma.
Yeah. And Gujarati is very good because it was done by all the books were done by, most of them were done by that Madhusudan Pathak, who's a Vallabh Sampradaya Brahmin, who's now passed away. And Yashomati Nandan and Jagadish Prabhu, who are both very good in philosophy and language, they personally checked it. So I don't know Gujarati, but I have full faith that it's very good. Bengali translations are very good. I read it myself. It's done by Bhakti Charu Swami, mostly, and some of them were done by others. They're very good. You can give it to someone and have faith that this is Prabhupada's books in that language. But in Hindi, there's still a problem, which is a big problem, seeing as we've distributed maybe more than a crore of books in Hindi, hundreds of lakhs, that's for sure. And Well, if you're saying hundreds of lakhs, it's but so many books. And in Canada, it's a major problem. Tamil, it's a problem. It's being worked on by Sri Girish Hariprabhu. He's dedicated the next at least 10 years of his life to cleaning up the Tamil translations. He brought out the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's so much uproar about the editing of Srila Prabhupada's books in English, but there's another major. Most of the books distributed in the world, Prabhupada's books, every year are not in English. The majority are in languages other than English. And it is an issue, how well are they translated? Probably the European languages are good, because they were done under Harikesh when he was sane in the eastern part, and at least he had enough. Anyway, I won't get into that. And then Bhagavan oversaw, and there were good devotees who understood the philosophy who were doing it in most of the European languages. Not all the European languages are done. Some devotees wanted to translate the books into Welsh and Irish, but the BBT won't do it because they think it won't be economically viable. They won't be able to sell enough to justify it, which I disagree with, because there are people who read in Welsh and Irish. Not that many, but there are. Anyway, that's another whole topic. By far the biggest distribution of books of Srila Prabhupada in the world for the last so many years is in India. And the great majority of those books are not in English. So that's an issue. That's an issue. As it's Ram Navami. What's that got to do with Ram Navami? It's got everything to do with Ram Navami, because we're not just having a party here and saying Jai Sri Ram. We are the, at least from the Western countries, we are vanaras. We are monkeys. Srila Prabhupada actually said that once. He said, just like Rama, he went over the sea and conquered. And he had an army of monkeys. So I went over the sea and I conquered and brought back Lakshmi to India. So I went overseas, I had an army of monkeys, and I brought back Lakshmi to India. So this way he made the comparison. So yeah, we're supposed to be members of Rama's army. And that doesn't mean smashing mosques and killing Muslims. It's useless to do that. I mean, even if you want to drive out Islam from India, which is not possible anyway, realistically speaking. But it still, the people, actually what happens, the Muslims become more Muslim, you could say, or more committed to that. So the thing to do is to convince them how to be a better Muslim. And to be a better Muslim means to come closer to God, to surrender to God. We can say, I am a Muslim, in the sense that Islam means surrender to God. So the whole of bhakti is based on surrender. So in that sense, you can say, yeah, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Inasmuch, not in the sense that the Muslims would agree that I'm a Muslim, but in the sense that the essence is there. So it's more ideological, or rather tattva vichara, presenting what is the actual fact, what is the actual truth. And the first thing to present is that we're not the body, reincarnation is a fact, like that. And while we're on that topic, there'll be many Muslims who are today also celebrating Ram Navami. In North India, they have so many big parades, and the Muslims also join in many places. In many places, in our Rath Yatra, we see Muslims join. In Baroda, in two places, we stop for the local Muslim leaders to come on the Rath and offer garlands to Jagannath. So, Islam is not the enemy. In one sense you can say, if you want to stir up some political this and that, there are, I'm not saying there are not problems. There are problems, but the real enemy is ignorance and lack of genuine God consciousness. So the biggest enemies of the Hindus are not the Muslims or the Christians, it's the Hindus who misrepresent this culture. What's the, maybe it's better to be a Muslim or a Christian than to be a so-called Hindu who blasphemes Krishna and Rama. Maybe. Because many, like I say, many Muslims, they have faith in Rama. So better to be that kind of Muslim than a so-called Hindu who blasphemes Rama and Krishna. Now, of course, I'm not making a pitch for any political activity here or any such thing, but I'm just making the point that we all have a duty to Rama. It's not just that we are saying Jai Sri Ram, but we have a duty to him to go out and distribute these books and to teach people what is the actual fact, what is the reality. Ram is reality. Param Brahma. Param Brahma. What is that? Iti Rama Pade Naso Param Brahma Bidhiyate. He is the supreme truth. So, what does that mean? We have to establish that. So, we have this. For mass distribution, we have this edition of Ramayana that I brought out, that you can distribute. And then for people who are interested to get more into the understanding, then Vidvan Gauranga Prabhu's edition is coming now. That could be translated also. It's a specialist book. It'll be a specialist book. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So, Hare Krishna. You're going to tell your children about Rama? Of course you are, because by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, you understand that human life is meant for God realization, and you're living like that. But then encourage also others also. If you're in the city, then you can call children. Why just instruct your own children? You can have call children and tell them stories of Rama. But don't just tell it like stories, like some cartoon story. But tell them that Rama is the supreme being, supreme person. Instruct them like that. And that will be very popular. People will like to send their children. So you can do that. You can read the Ramayana and then put it in your own words. Maybe have some dramas. Like Nityananda Prabhu in his childhood used to make, with all the local boys, used to make the dramas of Ramalila. And all the local village people were surprised. How is it he knows all these details? Well, he is who? Nityananda? Lakshman. He's Lakshman. Yeah. He knows all about it. Knows all the details. He didn't forget. So they can play like that. On Janmashtami, it's popular to dress up the children as like Krishna, is it? So you can maybe dress up the children as Rama, something like that. Have little boys and girls, 5 years old, Rama and Sita, something like that. Hare Krishna, any question? What are we going to feed Rama? Midday, what do we feed Rama? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house of one worshipper of Rama, and he's supposed to take his midday meal with that Brahma, and he didn't cook anything. Why didn't you cook anything? Well, you know, Rama's in the forest and Sita didn't come, Lakshman didn't come back yet with the herbs. And anyway, I'm feeling so... why is Rama exiled to the forest? He's upset like that. So you have to cook very nice things for Rama because he had to live in the forest. He didn't have proper food for a king. So we have to cook very good things for Rama, as much as we can. We're also in the forest. Something. It was a forest, and now it's all coffee estates. So, yeah. You all like it here? Like to stay here? Yeah. I'd like to go back to Bangalore. No, you can stay here. Well, you can stay. You're all laughing, but you can stay. That's the idea. That's why we're here. Yeah, almost everyone's here for the first time. Huh? I'm also here for the first time. Then I should also stay. Well, I'll stay. I'm planning to stay for almost 2 months. But, yeah, you can come and stay. Yeah. How did you like coming to Mangalarti early morning? So many devotees singing. Nice, huh? You can do it every morning. You don't have to go into the office and get all that tension. And you can live here peacefully. Chant Hare Krishna. We have so many now in different parts of India, so many of these farm projects. There's not much to show now. It's in a very beginning stage. But gradually it'll develop. You like to be here? Not go to school? Then we'll give a different school. We'll teach you Bhagavad Gita shlokas, Ram Leela. Okay, you can leave them behind. We need to start a Gurukul.
Oh, you?
Yeah, great, good. Yeah. We have so many nice boys being brought up in our Gurukuls. Better. They're happy. They're so happy, the boys in our Gurukuls. I see it. They have open air to play in. Whereas the kids in the cities, they're all crammed up in some little apartment. So, Hare Krishna. Anything? Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, Lord Rama killed Taraka. Although she was a demon, but she was a lady. So, was that... and when Shurpanakha...
Was that a dharma to kill her? Well, that's what Rama said to Vishwamitra. He said, how can I kill her? She's a woman. And then Vishwamitra said, yeah, but if a woman is... She may be female, but if she's so bad, then according to Shastra, she also deserves to be killed. We don't do it in Kali Yuga. If we try to kill the demons, they'll kill us. If we want to kill the demons, there'll be no one left, including maybe ourselves. So we kill the demoniac mentality by spreading the holy names. Women are not to be punished in general, but then there are women's prisons. And it's... So if they're severely misbehaved, they can be. Otherwise, for some minor thing, women are not to be punished. Anything else?
As
Kali Yuga progresses, yeah. As it, yeah.
Some qualities get deteriorating.
Yeah, all good qualities get deteriorated.
So some amount of sadhana is required, regulation is required going forward also.
Yeah, sadhana is required for bhakti. But you may say because our determination becomes less. Well, then we by taking the holy names, we get strength from Krishna, then we overcome our own weaknesses. We are very weak in Kali Yuga. But we take strength from Krishna by chanting the holy names, and with the strength that Krishna kindly gives us, then we can overcome our own weaknesses. Hare Krishna! Jai Sri Rama!